What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne in here, my brother Brad, man. This is the Monday before the New Year's, brother. Technically, this is Christmas Eve, but this is the Monday before New Year's, man. And I'm super excited about the episode. You know, we just celebrated another milestone, you know, with over 100 episodes, been going at this for, you know, over 2 years, and now we're going into a new year, man. So I'm just super excited. I just had to start with that, B, man. So what we talking about today, brother?
Well, before we dive in, D, I just want to, you know, just say that I am extremely blessed to be on the other side of the screen this morning. You know, it is Christmas Eve. I hear the pitter-patter upstairs of the kids running around. A little rushy. I walked upstairs and he had a present in his hand. He was ripping it apart. I'm like, buddy, you know, first and foremost, that's mama's, and we don't open presents until tomorrow. But you know, it's just an exciting time, and it's a magical time. But you know, we've been at this for over 2 years, which is absolutely incredible. And when this drops live, we are on the last Monday of the year, closing out a chapter, 2024, and we're going to talk about new beginnings. So I got a piece out of the book. You already know I'm rocking prep, rep, repeat until the day I die. So
yeah.
Accountability begins with clarity. Establish clear, specific goals and surround them with firm timelines that force you to act. When you lay out your ambitions with laser-like focus and infuse them with a sense of urgency, you'll foster a mindset dedicated to relentlessly pursuing your vision of success. By doing so, you engage in transformative process that increases motivation and propels you forward, one purposeful step at a time.
I love it. Was that the right quote?
That was the right quote.
Okay, I'm just messing with you.
Hey.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. I had to mess with Brad last time. If you didn't catch the episode, go back and listen so you can know what we're laughing about. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, last time Brad started the show with the wrong quote and then corrected it later. I was going to let him slide, but I had to do it. I had to do it. But no, I really like that quote, man, because, you know, one of the things I love about E2M is first thing is the accountability piece. That's the first thing. The second thing is what you mentioned, having clear goals. Like when you start anything, you know, when you start this new year, when you start the next 4-week challenge that happens January the 6th, if you're not signed up for E2M, please sign up now. It's $19.99 a month. Get a better deal with E2M Premium. But if you haven't signed up for those things, when you sign up, you should have a clear vision. We talked about this last time, of where you want to be, that person, that image. And then also you should seek out accountability to help you reach that goal, man. So I love that quote from start to finish, man. I mean, it's very, very well written, I will say.
thank you.
But I did want to kind of start out with that because that I can honestly say those two things, having clear goals, having accountability, has been the difference maker for me in my life, just in general, when it comes to fitness. Because I remember doing all the other stuff by myself. But when I had accountability, when I had people checking on me, and, you know, my very first accountability partner was my wife. Like when I wanted to show up for her, you know, if she was doing it, I was doing it. You know, she wasn't doing it, I would say, hey, let's do it. If I was doing it, hey, you need to do it. So I love when E2M brought that into my life, and I just kept compounding on that as it kept going.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's an important one, and I hope everybody takes a nugget there, because you know, if you have somebody in the same household as you doing something hard, the same hard as you are, it makes it a little easier to stay on course. But you know, to go back to what you were saying about accountability, I get asked so often, you know, what's the secret sauce with E2M? Is it the nutrition plan? Is it the fitness? Is it this? Is it that? And it's none of that, right? I mean, you could go with the old P90X and go with the Atkins diet. You're going to get results. You could go with the carnivore diet and Beachbody. You're going to get results. The difference maker with E2M, exactly what you just said, it's the accountability, it's the community. That's the big difference maker, and that's why these people have had so much success. And you know, one of the things is, I just saw this post the other day. It was something along the lines of, you didn't set me up for longevity. Well, first and foremost, if you just stick to the plan for longevity, it'll probably work. Mm-hmm. But what happens is some of these people detach themselves from that community, that real good accountability, and then they start to lose of that sense of accomplishment, the sense of confidence and courage. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, why couldn't I sustain that? Well, you detached yourself from what was working, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So many times we find something that works, and then we have such a broad goal that we don't have a specific target. And that's mm-hmm. what we're talking about with clarity. So today, let's talk about goals. It's the last Monday of the year. It's the last couple of days of 2024. We're going into 2025. I know what your main goal is, getting on the stage and placing and all that. Do you have any other goals?
That is the major one. That's the one I'm really chasing. I really hadn't thought about more goals than that, because getting to that, there's going to be a lot of small victories on the way. Yep. You know, another goal, I guess, just thinking it through, because I'm trying to, people might not know, but I'm trying to get to a certain weight to start. Like, Eric envisioned me at a certain weight to start. But I've noticed just my body changing without the scale moving. So my new goal is that my stage weight be higher than it was last time. Like, you know, just more muscle, because last time I stepped on stage at 170. So I think I can look just as, I mean, this is me talking, I'm no expert, but I think I can look just as ripped at maybe 75 or 80.
Yeah.
So my new goal is just kind of to, as I start this journey, is to hang on to as much mass as I can going into my cut. So that's something that just kind of came to me recently. But yeah, that's a major for me. Another goal that I have, I actually had it in 2024, is I want to take our YouTube channel to 1 million views.
Let's get it, baby.
We are, last time I got an award, it was for 875,000 views. So, you know, hoping to knock out that million views early 2025. Or man, shoot, if this video goes viral, share everywhere you go. Like,
I can find a couple of ways to make this thing go viral. They might not be suitable for our audience, but I can think of a couple of ways.
but that's one of my goals. So I started 2024. One of my goals was to take our YouTube channel to 1 million views. I got to 875 as of, I think, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So no telling how close I am now, but definitely 2025, want to hit that milli. And then I also want to get our subscriptions up as well. So mm-hmm. kind of a twofold, work and personal.
Well, let's do something fun here, D. So let's do a share-a-thon. Anybody that shares this this podcast, any platform, Apple Pod, YouTube Pod, whatever the platform, all you got to do is share it on Facebook, and we'll put you in a drawing for a $100 gift card to Triple E. Ooh. It's B2M swag. All right, that's on me. We'll get that thing to a million. So let's do a share-a-thon. All you got to do, folks, is share this podcast to your Facebook. You want to double up, you want to double your chances, double down, put it on Instagram story. We'll give you two shots at that. $100 to Triple E, get you some E2M swag. So let's get to that, Millie.
You can't beat that.
Let's get it.
What about awesome, you, man? What are your 2025 goals,
well,
man?
You know, so I got some different goals. One of the goals physically for me, I got the Cooper Bridge run in the spring, and then I got the Flying Pig Marathon. I'm doing the half marathon in Cincinnati on May 4th. Excited about both of those events. Trying to PR for the Cincinnati. My PR is 139, something along those lines. Just trying to smash that PR, get a new personal best. And then later towards the end of the year, we're going to be doing the Marine Corps half marathon. And again, just trying to PR, have some fun, get a lot of people involved with these events. As far as professionally, man, I want to grow Eager to Run. I want to grow the club a little bit. You know, we've put out free content every Tuesday and Thursday as far as information and knowledge to help runners and to help people become runners. E2M, I'm always looking to raise the bar as far as, you know, how I am as a personal trainer and how I speak and how I take classes on, that sort of thing. And then I'm working on a little bit of a secret project behind the scenes, and we'll wait for another day to talk about that. But as far as the secret project goes, some of the people know that I'm working on a song right now, and that's about as far as I want to go.
He will not be singing it, just so y'all know.
Not me. Don't worry. Not me. Ain't no son. Nah. You don't want to hear this guy sing.
Hey, that sounded pretty good for about a second, man. Should have let you keep going. Yeah. Hear the music.
No, man.
That is fire, bro. But that, you know, it's exciting to think about those goals. It's exciting. And one thing I want to bring up, man, is I don't want people to let 2024's shortcoming, disappointment, whatever, discourage you in, you know, creating a new goal for 2025. Because social media will beat you up. They'd be like, you know, new year, new me, you know, again, here you go again, like again, you know, and that will discourage you. And that, you know, it's discouraged a lot of people. That's why a lot of people don't share the finish journey, because they're like, oh, this is something else. Now you're doing this again, you know. I remember when my old boss, one of my coworkers went to my old boss, is like, hey, Dwayne is doing really good. He lost all of his weight. And she's like, oh, he'll fall off and be back again. And that boy, listen, that right there, I will never, just because she said, you know what I mean? Like, because it rolled off the tongue as if, like, I'm just known to do that, man. So I want to encourage the folks that, you know, didn't have the best year for whatever reason. You know, whether, you know, it's on a physical side, professional side, that is behind you. This is the last Monday of that year, going into the new year. Focus on the new and strive for those new goals. Mm-hmm. And then when we had the episode following this one, the next Monday, don't burn out like that. don't stop before you get started, man. I don't know, man. I'm just on the tick with that, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm excited about people starting, man. I don't mind the gym being full if it stays full, you know. Like, I don't. It's frustrating when it's full and then it's empty, man. You know, so that's what I don't mind you coming, you know, that first week, man, and locking in. I love to see it, man. I cheer people on in the gym, you know. But you know, just keep coming, man. So yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna take that a step further. First and foremost, a lot of the people that know me personally know that I take the first week of the year off. I do everything a little bit reverse. And the reason being is because I remember back in college, you couldn't get a treadmill, you couldn't get a bench press. Right. Everybody was on the treadmill. Everybody was under a bench press. I grew frustrated when I was about 20, 21 years old, and I just decided. I made that decision in that moment. I'm like, I'm taking 7 days off. The first 7 days of the year, I will not let those 7 days define me. So, you know, you said something along the lines of, you know, if you didn't have a great year, I'm going to take a step further. If you had a good year, guess what? January 1st, we still got to rock and roll. We still got to giddy up and go.
That's right. And
you know what? I was talking about this just recently with a friend. There's this Japanese phrase called Kaizen. And what Kaizen is it's incremental growth, fractional growth on a daily basis. Same concept as the Mamba mentality, right? We got the Mamba mentality from our guy Kobe. And a lot of people are looking for a quick fix. They're looking for a quick spark. They're looking for that quick hitting fuel. And that's that motivation, right? That's that motivation. That's such a quick hitter that it'll strike you and you're hot. You're striking like iron and then it's gone. What we have to do is we need to start focusing on having a mentality, having a mindset of every single day I'm coming back and I'm trying to improve somehow, some way. Self-development. You know, whether that's professional, whether that's physical, whether that's cognitive, emotional, we have to strive to improve on a daily basis. Now, here's where we start to grow frustrated and discouraged. Okay. We're afraid to start the journey because we're afraid for somebody to judge us. You just said that. All right. Yep. We're afraid to post about our journey because what if somebody says, hey, Brad, you can't do this. Hey, D, you can't do this. Or, hey, he'll fall off and he'll do something else. We fear posting about our journey because what if we're judged? What if I have my bikini on? What if I have my tight shorts on? Somebody judges me. We're afraid of judgment. So what happens is we let that fear lead to an action. I have a fear. I don't want to sign up for that race. I don't want to go for that promotion. I don't want to publish my book, right? Mm-hmm, and we let that fear come to an action, and action leads to doubt. Then I start to doubt myself, and doubt leads right back to fear. This is very cyclical. And the reason that this is very cyclical is because what happens inside of our heads, it's that internal conversation, right? Yep. It's that dialogue. Brad, you maybe you aren't capable. Maybe you're not worthwhile. Maybe you're not talented enough. Maybe you're not this. Maybe you're not that. And it's this endless conversation that you have with yourself. So my best piece of advice today is control the conversation. Control. Do your absolute best to win that conversation, win that internal battle with that voice. That voice doesn't even exist. It's only in your mind. You're creating hypothetical nothings out of hypothetical nothings.
That's, man, I love that. I love that because that's what the battle starts in your mind, man. There's several books, you know, talk about the battle of the mind. And And you know, I wore my Grinch shirt today, and so reason why I brought that up is because, you know, we have a view of that story, like the Grinch is the bad guy, you know, rightfully so, whatever. But he is the minority in the majority, right? And so in my mind, you know, a lot of people going to their families or they're going to their friends, and the majority is unhealthy. And the majority, you know, they're happy. They're singing, you know, five.
That's all I got too.
but that one, you that one person that's going to be healthy. You're the Grinch of the group, man. And hey, you know what I'm saying? Like you coming through. You the Grinch.
Let's go.
You gotta have that mindset, man. You like, hey, I don't mind standing out. Mm-hmm. I don't mind, you know, going to this new year. If everybody else is singing and doing whatever, I don't mind being the Grinch. I don't mind, you know, saying no to the donut, saying, hey, I can't hang out on Friday night. You know, you have to turn into the Grinch on a little bit, man, you know, when it comes to just this journey, man. So I don't know. I was thinking about that today when I was working out.
We don't want to stand out. We all want to fit in. That's what society tells us is to fit in. We don't want to stand out. We don't want to be the Grinch. We don't want to tell our friends, hey, you know, I did a Sunday Funday last week with you guys. I did the Saturdays for the boys. I did the Friday Night High. I did those things last week. I don't want to do that this week. That's something that we don't want to do. We don't want to stand out. And then we wonder why we don't stand out. You're not giving yourself a fighting chance. I just looked up Mamba mentality. Mamba mentality is attacking what's in front of you with passion and purpose without fear and doubt and without an ounce of quit. Without an ounce of quit. Man, do you think about quitting from time to time, D?
Absolutely.
Golly, don't we all? We all do. Absolutely. Now, if you want to stand out, you can't quit. Yep. It's that incremental growth, 1% better every day. I always use this reference, right? So imagine going to our boss and saying, hey boss, I want a 365% raise. He'd laugh in our face. That's a big number. I don't know what that number is. That's a big number.
You know the first thing he'll do? He'll touch you on your shoulder first and do like this.
My brother. he would. And then he'd give you the
yeah.
And you know, and but what if you asked him for a 1 cent increase in pay? He'd probably be open to at least a discussion, right?
Yes.
Same thing can be applied to our fitness journey, or our professional journey, any journey of life. 1% better every single day. That's that Kaizen, right? Just incremental growth every single day. Same thing as the Mamba mentality. Man, think about quitting, but just try to get better with passion and purpose.
That's right. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Yeah. All right, brother. Listen.
Christmas
last
Eve.
Monday, man. Last Monday. Christmas Eve, all the things. You ready to wrap it up?
It's a big banger of a day. Yeah, man. I'm ready to wrap it because you know, at the forefront of everything that I do, D, and you know this well, it's about family. And today's mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, man, and I just want to spend it with family. And mm-hmm. so Christmas is behind us now, but this what I'm about to say should never be forgotten or should never be dropped by the wayside. Man, just be very mindful of what you have in your life. Be mindful mm-hmm. of the things that you have in your life, and be mindful of the people that you have in your life, because tomorrow, it, you know, as cliche as it sounds, is not guaranteed. And sorry. On top of that, a step further, there's people in this world that don't have quite as much as you, that are extremely grateful and more grateful than some of us. So just be meaningful today when you're watching this. I hope everybody who's watching this on a Monday will do the share-a-thon again, and just, you know, express gratitude. Somehow, mm-hmm. some way today, express gratitude, because we spend a whole lot of time thinking about everything we don't have. And man, do we have some good things in our lives. So that's what I got to say to wrap out the year.
I love it, brother. That's good, man. Hey, y'all. Have a blessed one. Till next time, we're out of here. Good stuff.